na 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 na
I got it all. Thank you. Sorry for the 1 minute delay. I had a little problem signing in, but now I'm here and I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already listening via her phone. And Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on July 31st, they'll be airing three skits by the Fearless. Let's see. Well, the skits by the Fearless Movie Attic Players. Each skit pokes fun at a particular movie. Eat, Pray, Love, The Muppets, The Little Mermaid, Better Watch Out. Okay, sounds like a great show. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All right, and I had another announcement to make from my friend Gordon. Okay, what you got for me, Gordon? Here we go. Gordon, oh, could you type any smaller, Gordon? Okay, let's see. Maggie Nuttall, host No Name and Word Up Comedy Variety Show in Washington Heights on Tuesday, July 31st. That's at night. So listen to Betty Joe's show in the day and go here at night. It's at 7 p.m. at the Word Up Community Bookshop, Libraria Communitaria in Washington Heights. Okay, let's see. It'll show The Talents of Harmon Leon and Jillian Thomas and Tracy Marhall. And let's see who else is here. Eric Vetter is in there somewhere. But let me give you the address. It's at 165th Street. So, okay. It's 2113 Amsterdam Avenue in Manhattan. Take the train to 168th Street, walk down to 165th, turn left, walk to Amsterdam. It's a nice little place. I've been there. You can also see go for information at No Name New York City at hotmail.com. How's that? No Name New York City, hotmail.com, or Facebook friend them. Okay, and then you can find out more information about the event. Okay, those are my two plugs. What do we got going here today? Not sure. It's a very hot day. Let's see. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. You can download them there. Okay, it's a hot day. I don't know what. Okay, we'll just do a little Lucy Arnaz to get us in the mood.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on glad to say I'm his bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, the name of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, 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 the bossa nova. The bossa nova, my dance of love. Now our kids are flown, now we're fancy free, and we're home alone, just my groom and me. 30 years next June, and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet so long? Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Ooh, blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Ooh, it all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up in big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, my dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, 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 it was the bossa nova. Yeah, 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 that bossa nova. The dance of love. What was the dance?
The bossa nova.
We took a chance on
the bossa nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
the bossa nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
The bossa nova.
You three came from the bossa nova. The bossa nova.
That is Lucy Arnaz from her CD, Latin Roots. A really great CD. You should check it out. Okay, what are we going to have for you? Some comedy, I think. Yeah, how about Jeannie? Is that how you say it? Robinson's Mother's Revenge. I love this one. And she's a really good speaker.
All right, I told you four stories in which some people could say she sure pokes fun at her husband. Well, he's left-brain. You can't help it. It's just one of those things. But being left-brain doesn't mean that you're not a smart individual. And it does not mean that you're not creative. This will illustrate that. When our son, Beaver, sitting right here on the end, was turning 16, he started, like, y'all know this story, I got to have a car. I need a car. Everybody's got a car. I want a car. We need it right now. Today they say, I want a truck. Everybody's got a truck. But then it was a car. And I remember saying to him, you know what you ought to do? You're a junior in high school. You ought to start toward a car by bringing your grades up, studying a little bit harder. He said, if I had a car, I could get home faster in the afternoon, get right on that work. We said, we're not buying you a car. And as fate would have it, Left Brain's daddy, Mr. Robertson, passed. And he had a clunker of a car. I mean, it was big, and it was heavy. It had a radio, all the essential things. But it was real old, and he wouldn't have sold it for anything. The only person in our family who had a driver's license but did not have an automobile was Beaver. He got the car. When he got out of school, he wasn't interested in going to Elon. Had to get away from here. Had to get away from here. So he went to school at Randolph-Macon up in Virginia. And I guess 6 weeks after you went there, we went up for parents' weekend. We got to the hotel. We called Beaver and we said, Beaver, we're out at the hotel. Bring some friends of yours. We'll take some to dinner if that's what you do. And he said, you know, I've got a great parking place right out here near my dorm. He said, why don't y'all pick us up at the entrance to college? Right there in the entrance. And I said, okay, that's fine. And we did, fed his friends. Next morning I called and said, we got a great buffet out here at this hotel. Come on out here and eat breakfast. He said, oh, it's the same situation. I'm parked right in this curve at my dorm. If somebody gets it here on Parents Weekend, all these people here, I'll be parking blocks away and walking back. Could you come pick us up right at the entrance to the college? I said, well, okay. Left brain said, how did he get the best parking place in the state of Virginia? I said, I don't know. We did that 3 more times. We did it for the game that afternoon. We did it for dinner that night and on Sunday morning. And then we left. It did not dawn on us that Beaver had lost the car. I don't mean he was playing poker and lost the car. He didn't know where the car was. Now, in hindsight, what he said was that a bunch of them were driving out on a country road and something happened to the car and it stopped. This is a story and he's sticking to it. And they pushed the car off and said he'd come back the next day or sometime and get the car and get it fixed and get it back. Then when they went back, nobody could find the car. They rode all over the county roads looking for this car, for this automobile. But he didn't mention it. And when I thought about it, I said, you mean we have been feeding boys who all knew this all weekend that he didn't know where the car was? What in the world? But at that time on Sunday, we just drove on home thinking we had had a wonderful weekend with our son. On Monday morning, the phone rang. It was the Virginia Highway Patrol. They had had an automobile listed under Left Brain's name for 17 days at a cost of so much a day. Now, I'm going to just step out of my story for a minute and just say something. It's very important. It had to be the Virginia Highway Patrol. Are there any people in here from Virginia? Yeah. See, the people in Virginia think they're better than the people in North Carolina. They always have, and they always will. And they found this clunker of a car on the side of the road and towed it off. In case you're worried, the fact they think they're better than we are, it doesn't bother the people from North Carolina, because we believe we're better than the people from South Carolina. Same thing. Are there South Carolinians here? Yes, sure. Well, y'all got Georgia. Think about it. So they had this car. Now, I go all over the country telling people, keep a sense of humor, find the humor in stressful situations. But when Left Brain hung up the phone and told me they had had this car for 70 days, and I thought back about the weekend, I was ticked off. But Left Brain said, let me think about this. Don't. I'm going to call him right now. No, you're not. Let me think about it. And that's where that creative side of a Left Brain person kicked in. He came back later and he said, I know what we're going to do. I wait till he's out of class, and I'm going to call him. That afternoon, and that was back when you had one phone on the hall. Y'all don't even know what we're talking about. You had one pay phone. You had to have coins. You don't even have coins anymore. You got that debit card. Slide that thing through. And one phone. And a student answered, and Left Brain said, may I speak to Beaver, please? And just like that, the student said, he just left. He had some books under his arm. He was on the way to the library. I think he's over there today. Left Brain said, this is his father put him on. And he said, yes, sir. Beaver came to the phone. And Left Brain said, I know we've told you we would never do this, but I guess I'm going to have to go back on my words. Just got a call from the car place. They have a brand new red Porsche that somebody ordered and now doesn't want. And they have lowered the price so much that I can't pass this up if you want it. Well, we heard Bieber. I could hear it. The phone was way over there. And I could hear him say, my dad's getting me a red Porsche. Y'all come on. And kids were all around the phone and everything. Left Brain even took the phone and heard. So all the boys cheering, carrying on, looking at it. He said, yes, sir. And then he said, I'm not sure you can get in it. You're 6'8". Now, then you were thin. But this is later now. But then they started saying, we can get him in it. We can get him in it. We can push him down it. And then Bieber said, when can I get the car? And Left Brain said, well, I could bring it up there tomorrow afternoon. And he said, that's great. Tomorrow afternoon. That's fantastic. And Left Brain said, well, clean your car up. And get it ready for the trade-in. But Bieber said, somebody wants my car? They said, yes, yeah, somebody's got that same old model, and they want your car to use as parts. As a matter of fact, that's the main thing in the deal. I'll be up there and get it tomorrow. There was a long pause. I'm talking about a long pause. Finally, Bieber said, well, I got a little problem with that. I'm not sure where that car is. And Left Brain said, well, I am. It's with the Virginia Highway Patrol. Now we had a longer pause. And then we had the understatement of the history of mankind. Bieber finally spoke, and he said, I guess this means there's no red Porsche. I decided to never mention it. I chose to let Left Brain handle it with Bieber. Bieber knew that I knew about this, but he never knew when or where I would jump in with it. And then after a while, it just got off of our radar. Fast forward 29 years. 29 years. Our grandson, Ryder, named after a truck, Ryder was coming to Elon as a freshman last August. And the big thing is, he had a piece of a car. You know where he got it. I had the good, new, powerful car. I passed my car down to here. Left Brain passes his car down to here. But he wanted to bring that clunker with him to Elon University. And apparently, down in Georgia, this was a very big discussion. Left Brain and I decided we would stay out of it. We were the grandparents. We're out of it. And then last August, Bieber called me, his mama, for some advice. He said, Mama, I don't know what to do. He said, Ryder wants to bring this car up to Elon, and he's a good kid. He's never given us any trouble. He hadn't had a wreck. He doesn't have a lot of tickets or anything like that. I'm just not sure at this age of his life he has the maturity to have a car at college. It is written in the Bible, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But I can't help but believe that in heaven they don't cut mothers a little slack. 29 years had passed, and I said, I guess this means there's no red Porsche. It took Bieber a little while to connect the dots, but he did, and finally he said, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that after all these years, you put that right in like you just did. I said, the problem with you, Bieber, is you don't know how patient your mother can be. And he said, the problem with you, mother, is you're going around the country giving all these theater shows and people are laughing and you're beginning to think you're a lot funnier than you are.
She's very good. Check her out. She also has CDs you can listen to. And you want to check that out, too. Let's see. Oh, this next thing is by Jen Kwok. If you look her up, there's a YouTube video on Jen, J-E-N-K-W-O-K. It's done by, I believe, Andrew Singer, the Elemental Wizard. And also, but the point of this is that in that video is a friend of mine, Phil Nee. And he's recently, he's going to be in a couple of upcoming movies. So you want to check out philnee.com. Okay, but this is Jen Kwok. Data Nee.
This is for all my Asians out there. Turn it up.
Hey there, my name is Jen Kwok, and I'm here to tell you that dating Asians rocks. They have smooth skin and silky hair, so damn exotic, got that ethnic flair. So sweet and gentle, smells so good. So freaking if you do what you always wanted to. So appealing and so pleasing like no one can. That's right, I'm talking about an Asian man. Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, just fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one.
Hey, Asian men don't whistle when you walk down the street. They're honest dudes, honey, they won't cheat. Not saying if he sees a hot chick, he won't bone her. Hey, that's why we got concubines in our culture. Some people say that I am full of bullshit. Yeah, I'm dating a white guy, but I ain't no hypocrite. I've dated Chinese, Korean, and Sri Lankan. Yeah, I'm down with the brown, don't even get me started.
Where my Punjabis at? Where my Filipinos at? Where my bubble tea drinkers at?
Everyone should be raising their hands for that one. It's delicious.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, just fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one.
Jennifer Kwok, so say the elemental wizard. What's happening? Are you Japanese? Can I have a piece of miso? Maybe a frappuccino? When speaking of Chinese, meet me at Silk Road Place, please, for the open mic, for some bubble tea. In Thai, I met a cute guy when I ordered Tom Yum. I could go there every day, feeling on his hot bum. Cultural exchange, I could teach you the Torah, light the menorah. Can I have some mosa? Rotating your medicine balls in the palm of my hand, never letting them fall. I hope that I look as good as Andy Lau when I advance in age, still standing proud. And what about my Persian peeps? Certainly, help me to absorb the heat. You're sure to please them, my Patels, Kims, and Wong. My love's quite strong, like a Bollywood movie, we dance all night long.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, just fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one.
Asian men have been such an important force in my life. Like my dad. Don't date my dad. He's married to my mom. And theoretically, I'm old enough to handle it if they got a divorce. But, you know, it would kind of mess with me. It would kind of mess with me, I'm not going to lie. So just don't date my dad.
Don't like the same one, find a different one.
I'd cut you.
Be a,
yeah, that's not cool. Don't date my dad.
Unless that's what you're into. I'm not here to judge. Make it consensual.
I'm not even going to tell you his name. Because you're not going to be able to find him now. Therefore, you won't be able to date him.
Jen Kwok, check her out. And now I'll end my show with a short roast I did of Vincent Pastore. Here we go.
One of my friends, actually, one of my good comedy friends, ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. Always head and shoulders above every comedian. Cutie girl, cutie girl. I love that you said, can you feel the love tonight? If everybody named Vincent here would give me a dollar, I'd be so rich. It's great. Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm very good.
Give me a dollar.
Give me a dollar, please. I'm going away with something. This is great.
I don't have a dollar.
Oh, that's okay. I'll give you a kiss.
Frank Vincent will give you $2.
Oh, there you go. Frankie, I know. I work with you. Yes. We've worked before. Yeah, yeah. I got money. I'm making
Frank
money. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's for later. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's great. It's just, it is an honor to be here, and it's just terrific. I'm a little nervous, so they said just picture everybody naked. Oh, getting that out of my mind's eye is going to be tough later. Yes, it is. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. Je ne voulais mais ça la Françoise, mi dada, mi ane, ane, l'inse. Oh, these things are made for me. Look at you, all 380 pounds of you. Inside of him is a very skinny man. I know this. He ate him. Yes. Look at all that hair. Everyone here is so jealous. You virile man, you. I like it. Look at that Leave It to Beaver face. Who can resist you, you mad hunk of burning love? Yes, it's true. It's true. He's so cute. He's so cute. I can't get over it. You're so big. Who dressed you, Ray Charles? No, you're so nice. He's so cute.
Right.
I love this man. Leave him alone. How many Frenchmen does it take to score a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again. Never wanted to. What did she do? God help him. I can't. I'm Puerto Rican Italian. I can't. We have a lot in common. Puerto Rican Italian. My people would play kick the can. His people would play kick the Puerto Rican. It's true. It wasn't easy growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. Na-na-na-na-na. We went to the same acting school. It was called My Name Ends in a Vowel Acting School. And really, it was a really easy course to take. You just had to go A-E-I-O-U. Done. That was it. It was easy. And you've had a very great career playing all these movies, all the same role. You know, that's not easy. I mean, it's really not. And also, the other things you've done. Great. Drink your water. You good? You good? You okay? I want you to be comfortable. Are you okay with me touching you? Is your girlfriend here? Is she here? Okay. And it's Sikumba. He's so cute. No, it's true. It's not. And you know what, too? It's amazing the things he's done. The Sopranos. Okay. Now he's just hoping for an opening in the vagina monologue. That would just complete his career. And you look like the kind of guy that would confess anything if you stared at you long enough. You'd be like, what? Is this about the milk? There was enough for coffee when I put it back. What? Is this about the money you thought you lost? I was going to put it back in your wallet. What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps? You took my money? No, it's true. Okay, and also, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but I'd like to leave you with something, a very important moment in your life, if you remember this. I'll never forget the expression on your mother's face and the words she said the day you were born. Get him out of me! Get him out of me! Thank you very much.
Well, that timed out great. All right, that's the end of my show. Thank you for listening to What's the Buzz in New York with your host, Nancy Lombardo. All right.